Hare Krishna. Okay, we have a question from Mahimarnava. I have a few questions, but here is one. He says, who can be considered a sadhu? And then he quotes that in one place Prabhupada says that anyone who has faith in Krishna, even if they're not following the rules, they should still be considered a sadhu. And then elsewhere, Prabhupada says that a sadhu is someone who follows the rules very strictly, a Vaishnava who follows the rules. So, who's a sadhu? One of the important aspects in these things is to definitions of what something is, or even the value that's attributed to something, vary. They're not necessarily a single absolute answer, but the answers may range over a spectrum, and different people may choose to quote as is particularly relevant to whatever it is that they're saying or writing. They may choose to select definitions that are either one side or the other side of the spectrum and anywhere in between. Like an example. So, food. What's food? Well, food, if you take the very, very strict and very narrow definition of food, we could say that food is Radhe Shams, Mahaprasadam, and nothing else. Not even what devotees cook in the kitchen if it's not offered directly to the Lord. And that's pretty strict. On the other hand, you could say that what is food, and now what is food for a devotee, I'm saying? Well, anything, as long as it's no meat, fish, or eggs. Very, very wide definition. And then you can have in between. So when Prabhupada here says that a sadhu is someone who doesn't follow, well, he is somebody who perhaps just chants Hare Krishna occasionally, a little, but he has interest in Sat. He has interest in the absolute truth, and whatever that level of interest is, and therefore he can be considered a sadhu. And now, strictly speaking, then on the other side, you have a very strict or the narrow interpretation. You may say, well, sadhu is someone who's situated on the platform of sat. Nasati vidyati bhavo, na bhavo vidyati sadha. So, situated on the platform of transcendence, spiritual platform. Mamcha yovya vichari, you know. So he's situated on the spiritual platform. That means I say that a sadhu is either a bhava bhakta or a prema bhakta. And you can even be stricter than that, that a sadhu is an eternally liberated soul who has come down to this world to preach. And that's a real high standard of sadhu. So these things are there, and devotees should sort of be balanced when they're looking at Srila Prabhupada's statements, or even the statements of others. Do they authentically fit in within the scheme or within the spectrum of a valid definition, description? I talked about value, although that doesn't immediately come here. It's just like, for instance, a dollar. What is the value of a dollar now? And so if I measure the value of a dollar in terms of the food that it purchases, then it doesn't buy very much. Say it buys two bananas. But if I look at the value of a dollar 100 years ago, then I will say that, well, a dollar probably bought more like 100 bananas or 50 bananas. So what's the value of a dollar? Two bananas or 50 bananas? Well, it just depends upon circumstances and depends upon the value, that arbitrary value that people attribute to it. There could be more on that, but that's separate from our question of the day. Hare Krishna.